Blog Talk Radio.
Caregivers, have you ever felt like nothing? I mean, nothing is going right? Well, cheer up and welcome to Dave the Caregiver's Caregiver Radio Program, where you'll learn how to avoid that dreaded thing called caregiver burnout and how to survive the grief process. You know, with roughly 100 million caregivers in the U.S. and Canada alone, that's about a third of the population. That means that everyone probably knows someone caring for a loved one. They say that there's only three types of people in the world: those who are caregivers, those who will become caregivers, and those who will someday need a caregiver. I'm talking mothers of special needs and very young children, family members caring for elderly parents, spouses, siblings, or friends caring for disabilities such as Alzheimer's, dementia, cancer, stroke, heart disease, diabetes, multiple sclerosis, muscular dystrophy, AIDS, autoimmune diseases, and a host of others. I can go on and on. Join Dave and his guests now and every Wednesday at noon Pacific time as they discuss avoiding caregiver burnout and surviving grief. So find a comfortable place to relax, kick up your feet, and prepare to feel better and to receive practical tips and tools that you can start using immediately to get you through today and every day, so you can survive your tomorrows, but not just survive, but to live life fully and abundantly. Yes, you heard me right. That is a possible goal to achieve. And now, here's your host, Dave Nassani. From Los Angeles, a big LA welcome to all my listeners out there in Radio Land. I am Dave, the caregiver's caregiver, coming to you live globally through the famous worldwide Blog Talk Radio Network. Yes, folks, I'm the guy who's going to help you and guide you through this very difficult journey called caregiving. And we're going to do our very best to help you avoid that dreaded thing called caregiver burnout. Ouch, sounds nasty, doesn't it? Well, we have an exciting show planned for you today, so stay tuned. Lee Romanoff talks about a financial solution for broke caregivers. Gosh, got any broke caregivers out there? I know there's a whole ton of them. Now, you do not want to miss this interview, so stay tuned. As I said, I'm your host, Dave Nassani, and this show is to caregivers of every kind. And the one thing we know about caregivers is that they are prone to, they're caring, they're selfless, they're sacrificial. Oh, yeah, and they're also very prone to burnout because they tend to put everyone else's needs above their own. Folks, come on. Learn a lesson from the airlines. Remember, every time you board a plane, you tune them out when they start to tell you that if there's an emergency, to put your own oxygen mask on first before you help your child with their mask. And the reason they tell you that is because they know that you will most likely black out if you don't put your needs above the needs of your loved ones. And then you won't be of any help to anybody with anything. And guess what? Caregivers are exactly the same way. Now, we also talk about grief and loss here and the devastating effects that it can have on us. It automatically throws us into this other thing called the grief process. Ouch, another ouch. Unfortunately, folks, there is only one way out of the grief process, and that is to go through the grief process. You can't go around it. You can't go over it. You can't go under it. You got to go through it. And hopefully we can help you through your grief and your loss if you happen to feel like you're stuck. Hey, if this is your first time tuning in, you can learn more about me and my show and my radio podcast, my books, my videos, and my blog. I know what you're thinking. You're saying, yeah, it's all about me. No, but it's not. It's actually all about you. So go to my website, caregiverscaregiver.com. That's caregiverscaregiver.com. And take our short quiz that will assess if you are a candidate for burnout. And just for doing that, guess what I'm going to do? I'm going to email you my very first book I wrote, One Arm, One Leg, 100 Words, Overcoming Unbelievable Hardships, absolutely free. It's an amazing story about my wife and her story, and of course that makes my story amazing as well because I'm with her. Now, I'd like to take this moment and thank my last week's guests, Teresa Harper and Hannah Eicher, the two sisters of Carla Jepsen. When a mom's caregiver suddenly needs a caregiver herself, Teresa and Hannah, the two sisters of Carla Jepsen, tell their story. And remember, all of these are recorded podcasts, including the one I'm doing today on our website, Caregivers Caregiver. All right, enough of that. I'm going to unmute my guests now. Hit the right button.
Welcome to the show, Lee. Thank you so much for patiently sitting through all that introduction stuff for our first-time listeners.
No problem. No, it was good. I totally resonate with what you're saying. It was really cool.
Cool. And I just want to thank you again for allowing me to interview you today on such short notice. I met Lee in my mastermind, and she has an interesting story and an interesting offer for caregivers that are broke. So, Lee, why don't you begin by telling us a little bit about yourself? Just who is Lee Romanov before, during, and after you became caregivers to your parents for, I guess, 7 years before they passed away, right?
Yeah, I was always just like I started on the internet online in 1994, and as I put it, I was unencumbered by any kind of experience or degrees in any one thing. I had my BA in psychology and biology, but couldn't get a job, and I was broke, and I wanted to find out who had the lowest car insurance rates. So I just did this little grid up for myself, and I found I could save about $400, and I thought, this is really valuable to me, and it'd be great value to anyone else.
Mm-hmm.
And because the insurance policy wordings are identical, it just said if you're paying a higher rate, you're actually paying for other drivers' accidents. Like, who knew? So
yeah.
I set up a website, not knowing anything about a website, and I got some software that quoted people the lowest car insurance rates, and I wasn't a broker or anything. So I went up to a friend of a friend and said, will you pay me $5 if I send you this insurance lead? And he said, okay.
Wow.
So that's how it started for me. So I
and you were
website.
A caregiver while all this was going on?
It's moving into that. And so, like, that $5 lead ended up turning into thousands and thousands of dollars because I guess my message just resonated for a lowest insurance rate. But what I wanted to bring it over to the caregivers is that I didn't realize that if your message resonated to people, you get a lot of attention to it.
Yeah.
And if you're not actually trying to sell somebody online, if you're actually just trying to give them information, your knowledge and experience, they
mm-hmm.
will start flocking to your website for that. And even if it's inspirational messages or quotes or something, you know, people need those kind of websites. However, at the same time, you can, as you're giving your knowledge and experience, you can actually send leads to companies. And that's actually the format that YouTube uses or Facebook.
Uh-huh. Sure, it's big business for them. Referral.
They're not selling. They're just they're there giving information that you've gone to the website. But you'll see these little pay-per-click ads. And whenever mm-hmm. visitors get there and click on it, that company makes money. And ironically, like Google will give you their ads to put on your website for free.
Mm-hmm.
And when you're, let's say you're at somebody's website and you're listening to an inspirational video and you happen to click on one of the Google ads, Google will pay you 68% of what the advertiser pays them directly
wow.
into your bank.
So these are secrets that nobody knows, huh?
Internet marketers know it. Big money companies know it. But it's sort of missed the middle, the hard workers of the world.
Yeah.
And you actually, even if you grab a website and you just add, you know, you journal with it and you ask people for their stories
uh-huh.
and you put, and they start contributing content. Like, for instance, that's what Facebook does. Without your information, Facebook would be nothing. But because you give them your stories
right.
And with the ads there, they're making millions of dollars from people clicking on ads, your friends and family clicking on ads.
Yeah, so all the things we say on Facebook that we like or that we've connected with, they're taking that information and using it as referral and saying, hey, we know this guy likes, you know, Ferraris or whatever. So here's a Ferrari lead for somebody. If Ferrari dealers want to sell a Ferrari, they just gave them a lead, and they probably made money off of that, right?
That's right. Well, definitely the website made money.
Mm-hmm.
The lead isn't based on a sale. It's just based on either a click
on the referral
or information. You'll also see a lot of little boxes where they say, add your zip code. That would be considered a lead or a referral,
uh-huh.
Yeah.
And
clicks are kind of referrals. You can make good money from referrals or leads. I mean, you know, a click sometimes is worth $50.
Really?
An advertiser will pay Google, yeah. An online school, for instance, pays Google $50 per click.
Uh-huh.
A lawyer will pay Google up to $200 per click.
Wow.
And with those ads on your website, you get 68% of what the advertiser pays Google, and Google puts it directly into your bank account.
So that's why we see all these ads on YouTube and other websites, because they're making a ton of money, huh?
They're making money from other people's content.
Interesting.
And
so what was your financial situation during your caregiver's years, during those 7 years? I mean, were you pretty broke, or was this starting to work for you? Explain during those seven years that you were taking care of your parents. Because that's a lot of people are out there, you know, they had to put their career on hold. They had to, you know, do a leave of absence or actually quit their jobs, or they were fired because, you know, now they're a full-time caregiver. They kind of feel like they're in caregiver prison. They have no friends, no life, they're isolated, they have no income. And, you know, they could use a hobby or a job that they can do at home in between, you know, changing the bedpan and you know, fixing breakfast, et cetera.
Yeah, I had a really hard time moving into the caregiving world. I didn't have any, you know, a lot of people don't have background. They're just thrown into it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and
not on their resume.
Pardon?
Not on their resume.
No, exactly. And even if they did, if they were experienced, if it's actually your parents or your stepfather, that's all, like, doesn't matter, because they still feel that you're the child.
Right.
Just,
extra hard.
Yeah, and they just don't like it, you know? And even if they don't have control, they want control, and they exert it, you know, even physically. I mean, you know, I had to take the rings off my mom's hand because I was, you know, he was flailing, you know, and it's definitely hard. I was in a way more advantageous situation than most people, because I had just sold my company to one of the largest media companies, again, just by providing information and sending leads or in pay-per-click. So I was in a really good financial situation, and it was still a nightmare. And I also found, I was also in a situation where I tried to bring her into a home, you know, and that got
a facility.
Facility, and that got really expensive really quickly.
Sure.
Like, I guess I didn't read the fine lines, but it went from, I think, a $5,000, you know, and $5,000 is a lot, to $10,000 within a month, you know, because my mom demanded attention and care, and I didn't realize that, you know, every time a nurse goes there, she has to be with another nurse, and that's like $300, like, you know, and it was just adding up to the extent that I, you know, couldn't keep up with it.
Yeah. Wow.
And I had to bring her home, and, you know, and then you get into the process of, okay, almost childproofing the place.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, that's true.
This
sounds like a great opportunity. I mean, I'm hearing it for the first time as well, so I just want to throw my disclaimer in there. You know, I have nothing to do with what Lee's doing. I don't make any money off of it. It just sounded like something that might be of interest to my caregivers, because I'm always looking for ways to help you guys out. A lot of them are in a financial bind. So I put the responsibility on you caregivers. You have to figure out if this is a good fit for you. And, you know, if it sounds, it does sound interesting. I mean, I'm certainly curious. And so I would suggest you do your own research, see, you know, if there's any reviews online about Lee and those who tried this and that it works and all that. So that's out of the way. So how can someone who had to put their career on hold become and became a caregiver make money online and not sell anything? What would be the first step for someone who says, okay, I'm interested, what should I do next?
Okay. Well, I'll tell you the process. Mm-hmm. The process is basically you get a website and you start
is
adding
that difficult?
Content. No. No, it's not to get okay. difficult. Actually, I've been working this morning on resurrecting a website that a friend of mine that she had created it while she was taking care of her dad, and her dad passed, and she called the website Light. Let's see. Let me just remember what it was. It was Life Light. Yeah, Life of Light. And it was sort of dedicated to her dad, and she hadn't been using it for, her dad passed away, you know, three or four years ago. So it's a really good website on inspirational quotes and videos, and it gets into, you know, stuff that Wayne Dyer talks about, and you know, it's really deep. She's really sort of really a good sense of, but deep person, you know, she's involved with all the Oprah stuff, and you don't even, you know what I mean?
Sure.
And I was going through, and she's got about, I was looking, and she has about, I don't know, 200 pages on this website.
Really?
It's crazy. And I've always put it just in storage. I never did anything with it. So I brought it back out, and I was gonna say that if anybody wants this website, and they can go in and update, you know, it talks about inspirational quotes. So if you add your own inspirational quotes, or it talks about, you know, her perspective on, you know, a video about energy and, you know, that kind of stuff. You just go in and change the content. You can, it's ready to where you can put your own Google Ads.
So you're handing a website. You're handing a website over to someone who is interested, and they can tailor it to themselves, and then they can put these ads on there and make money from the ads. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. And it's
wow. You,
because the website's so deep with so many pages. Usually Google needs to accept you after you have, if you have 10 or 20 pages. This is this is a substantial website, and you know I can make it available to your audience, and they just go in and change the type, like a Word document, to their own, you know, bend or lean, and you know, it will be accepted right away for Google Ads. And how you get Google Ads is that you go to Google AdSense and AdSense.
Say that again. How do you spell that?
A D. S E N, I think it's S E, Google AdSense.
Sense, like common sense.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
They should have spelled it C E N, but anyway.
Okay. Well, that's interesting, and that's very generous of you to offer that.
Yeah. Now there's a little bit there's a tiny bit of cost, and I'll just go over that if they want it, because you have to pay for hosting, and we've got some online support, and we can actually personalize it to your own sort of look and feel. And but I know people want to just start doing it. So the only cost to have the website is $30 a month.
And that's the hosting.
That's the hosting, the website, and the online support. Yeah, that's sort of everything you kind of need, because people will be asking questions that we have to attach.
And what host do you use? What host do you use?
We use Cordero. And
Cordero.
That's the same hosting as NBC and Expedia and ABC, like all the big media companies, because we don't want these websites ever to go down.
Yeah. And what if somebody, you know, has a liking for Google, for example? Not Google, I'm sorry. GoDaddy is what I meant to say.
Well, if you want GoDaddy, then you can just go into GoDaddy and, you know, create your own website and get your, you know, ads on that.
So this particular website has to go with that host that you mentioned then?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. And here's the reason why. We are constantly improving these websites, like adding all, just to keep them up to date, because technology is changing, so we need to do it on the same hosting service.
I understand.
So we can't use other people's hosting. It's just a way of us being able to update everybody. And we've never had, you know, a problem in 10 years of being on Cordera.
Now, explain again, you mentioned it before, what are pay-per-clicks?
Okay.
For those that
they
don't know.
They are little ads that appear to the right-hand side of your website. You know when you search for, you know when you do an online search on Google?
Yeah.
And you see all the companies listed to the left, and on the right-hand side you see companies listed on the right?
Yes. It says ad on there or something.
Yeah. Those are the pay-per-click ads.
So when you click those, the company pays for every click.
For every click.
And what do they typically pay, from what to what?
Well, it varies. Like if a company is looking for car donations, I know they pay, I think they pay $30 per click.
Wow.
Debt collection, I think it's about $19 per click. So it varies. Some cancer drugs are like $200 per click. And then you get to the average. And you say, like, flowers are like a dollar per click.
Uh-huh.
So it just, it's all over the map. It's based on the advertiser wanting that traffic. And so Google sets a rate, and the advertisers bid on how much they're prepared to pay.
I see.
So it's a completely open field. For kids' magic tricks, probably very little. But for golf, probably a lot. Definitely for anything to do with disease, the pharma industry, a lot. And these websites are kind of targeted to that, too.
Interesting. So I interrupted you. What is the process? You were saying what the process was and exactly what they have to do.
Okay, the process is they can email me. And I can set them up one of these sites, and they're very pretty. And what it does is it's on the front page. It will ask people like that come to your site to contribute their stories.
Really?
And that information is sent to you, so that you take that information, you copy it into another page. So now you've just created another page with, you know, Google Ads. And then you send that link to the person that contributed that story. They think it's like the best thing ever. They send it out to all their friends and family, and they start contributing stories. And your website starts growing by people contributing their stories and sharing.
Yeah.
But every time you put up a story, you also add your Google Ads to the right hand side of the page, and all it's just a copy and paste, because Google will give you a code and you just open the page up and you copy and paste it in.
So you're giving an idea of a website here.
Yeah.
Of creating a website. It sounds very simple.
Yeah, because there's about 200 pages already done for you. I think the learning curve is going to be a lot easier for people, because the first step is just to go in, just to look at the website and check it out and see how it all works.
Mm-hmm.
And then you go in to the back end of the website and you open up a page and you retype your content in it just to personalize it to you.
And that's how this person got started and ended up with 200 pages just by doing this, sending it to other people, and they sending it to other people and so on?
Yeah, she just went in, because she was taking care of her dad,
uh-huh.
She was just looking for inspiration, all the inspiration she could possibly get.
Sure. That was therapy also for her.
Yeah, so she was just using it as a journal or inspirational place for herself. And
is it up and running now? Is there, like, can people go there and see it?
Yeah, I was working on it this morning to get it to look at least half decent
mm-hmm.
because it was an.
So are you ready to give the web address if somebody wanted to see
sure.
that? What is it?
Sure. Let me just, it would be life.
Life, L-I-F-E.
Yeah, light.
L-I-G-H-T.
Yeah. Dot.
Dot, which is a period.
Yeah, which is a period. Yeah, is that my Canadian
for those
accent?
That don't know.
Okay.
Life light. Dot.
Yeah, it just comes up for me here. And then it should be income activator.
So that's after the dot.
Yeah. Income activator. Income activator.
M-E. A-C-T-I-V-E-R.
A-C-T-I-V-A-R.
Oh, did I spell it wrong?
Activator.
I'm sorry. Correct.
A-C-T-I-V-A-T-O-R.com. I'm having a bit of a problem
spelling.
Seeing it. But let me just see if...
Okay,
know,
let me see if it comes up. I was typing that. Yes, I see body, mind, and spirit. Beautiful picture of a woman on a sailboat, which I love sailboats. Join our inner circle. A weekly thought in your inbox. First name, email, have a story to tell. Upload a picture or document. And I scroll down and I just see very inspirational stuff. Wow, caregivers should just go on here just to read all this inspirational stuff. You'll feel better at the end of the day, that's for sure. And you can add your own story.
And you can add your own stories, too. Yeah, exactly.
Or you
can
start, just take it over and be the head honcho of this website if you want. She's offering you that for $30 a month, hosting fees.
And
you're saying
the
ads will pay that and more to make money.
Oh, yeah, and that's the whole thing. If anyone goes in and starts adding their own content, because...
Uh-huh.
You don't want duplicate content online, and you really want to personalize it yourself. So I would listen to the videos and put your own spin on it. Once you put your own spin on it, you'll be more inclined to send this out to friends and just say, hey, check this out. Because they're really beautiful videos and very inspirational, and just, you know, she's covered all kinds of areas.
Mm-hmm.
And then once you start getting the hang of it, I mean... once you put your own content on, Google's going to be indexing your own content. And once they've indexed it, then they're going to be sending people to your website looking at it and clicking on ads.
Now, what does that mean, indexing?
Indexing, it means when you put your own comments, Google Google crawls your website. Basically, they basically identify what words you have on your website, and then when people are searching for those words, they will direct them to your website because, you know, you have those words on it. So if you say, you know, if somebody says, you know, something about caregivers or, you know, families need to stay together or basically just, everybody will end up having their own sort of direction of what their message is or what they want to sort of share. And they will evolve into, because if you talk to 10 caregivers in a room, there's going to be 10 different areas that they're sort of focused on. And everybody can use this website as a base because it's got so much content and videos and so much structure to it. But then start, you know, putting your own knowledge and experience and message there.
All right. Now, what if this is just a little overwhelming to people? Are you able to help them out? Would you charge to help them out? I mean, what if this is just too much for them, but they really, really want to do this, they really want to learn? Or let's say somebody takes advantage of this one and it's gone and they want to start one of their own. How involved do you get, and what would you charge? I mean, what's in it for you on all this stuff?
Well, what's in this for me is it's just a really nice thing to do, actually.
Well, that's nice.
It's just people need to get – it's an easy way of people to get their knowledge and experience out to the world. What I've done is once you get one of these Income Activator websites, there's the marketing section that – It says go into this marketing section and listen to these videos, and I walk people through every aspect of internet marketing and how to generate revenue online, because I really believe that every page should be a revenue generator. I mean, uh-huh. People give a knowledge and experience all the time, and they forget about the getting paid part about it.
Yeah.
So I've got all kinds of videos that just walk people through and educate them on how to do this. And the videos are pretty explanatory. If someone does something and doesn't understand something, they can call me up and I can explain it to them. If they do something on the page and mess up, I've got free online support that will go in and fix that for them.
Great. So do you charge for this? What's it cost?
If they mess up a page or anything, we'll go in and fix it. A lot of people would just call me and talk to me and clear up their understanding, like, is this right and this right? And I will talk to anybody over the phone. Uh-huh. And then sometimes people say, look, I just want to pay you for an hour of time and I just want to focus in. I've got all these questions. And I would charge them like $60 an hour or something.
That seems reasonable.
But there's not that much. Once you start on it, and if you listen to the videos, it gets kind of, it's pretty intuitive.
Pretty basic at whatever level they're at.
Yeah, if they read, they'll be fine.
Okay.
I mean, it's like if you pick up a book and you want to learn something about a new subject, if you don't read the you're not going to understand it.
Yeah.
You know, it's basically, you know, and a lot of people are, you know, in their caregiving moments, they've got time, right?
Sure.
Where between meals and all that kind of stuff. So even if you spend some time going through your new website and then going to the back end, you'll see how beautifully and easily it's structured for you to open up a page and type your own thought in.
Cool.
And if people use it sort of even to journal and tell their experience, they'll get a following. I mean, it's completely then open to whichever direction. The other thing that we didn't touch base on is you know, they could possibly send leads to nutritionists or chiropractors or hypnotists.
Hold that thought, Lee. I want to take a break first, and then when we come back, we'll talk about that some more. So don't go away, okay?
I won't go away.
One arm, one leg, 100 words. Overcoming unbelievable hardships. Available on Amazon and BarnesandNoble.com. Hear what Lynn Barrington, best-selling author of Daddies and Daughters, published by Simon & Schuster, has to say about it. You think you have it bad? Read this book. This is a beautiful, genuine story told from the heart. It's inspiring and easy to read. When you finish this book, you'll be able to look at your concerns in a new light. How about the reaction of 9-time Grammy and Dove Award winner, the godfather of contemporary gospel music, Andre Crouch? This book will be an encouragement to anyone who reads it. Charlene just won't let the promises of God go. She's hanging on to her positive godly attitude, and I look forward to that day when she will receive all that she's believing that God will do for her. In the meantime, she has not let her circumstances get in the way of her faith. Her smile has gotten just as big as it was before her stroke. She's not just a survivor, she's more than a conqueror, as the Bible states. And I'm glad to know her and her testimony. Read this book. You'll be encouraged regardless of what you're going through. So get your copy of One Arm, One Leg, 100 Words, Overcoming Unbelievable Hardships today on Amazon and BarnesandNoble.com. But if you purchase it on the author's website, David Charlene Nassani will personally autograph your copy. Just go to OneArmOneLeg100Words.com. That's OneArmOneLeg100Words.com. Oh, and while you're on his website, don't forget to take our short quiz to help you assess if you are a candidate for burnout, and if so, where you are in the burnout process. And just for doing that, Dave will send you a special gift. There are a lot of resources, videos, and links to his radio podcast on his website. Go to CaregiversCaregiver.com. That's CaregiversCaregiver.com. And now, let's rejoin Dave Nassani and his guest on Dave, the Caregiver's Caregiver program on the Worldwide Blog Talk Radio Network.
And we are back with Lee Romanoff explaining a financial solution for broke caregivers from a former caregiver herself.
No kidding.
So yeah. Go ahead and finish what you started before we took our break.
Okay, so if you just on the website, the people that were able to pull it up, if you click on Insightful Quotes and on the drop-down menu, click on any one of these pages, you will see Google's pay-per-click quotes or ads to the right side. And if anybody that goes to your website and clicks on that ad, mm-hmm. that means you would get paid.
And where's the ad? Oh, wait a minute.
So if you do, let's say Insightful Quotes, and
so
anywhere,
life
quote, any
number one, I'll click that.
Sure.
Okay. Where's the ad? Or it's not here yet.
Did you just click on Life Quotes?
I did.
Okay, my computer's running a little slow.
Nobody can go back. Nobody can go back and start a new beginning, but anyone can start today and make a new ending.
Yeah, wow. Yeah, I know. And then you go. If you look to the right, are you seeing "Want to publish a book? Get a coupon code here." Are you seeing those ads? To the right of the video.
I see something that says live TV. Turn your computer into a TV. Download Television Fanatic app now. I assume that's an ad?
Yeah, that's an ad. If Google presents ads according to a person's interest. So I'm seeing
My ads are different than your ad.
Your ads would be personalized to you. My ads are personalized to me. So
wow.
I've got an ad saying, want to publish a book. But if I clicked on that, this website owner would make, I don't know, whatever Google, whatever 68% is of that advertiser that just paid Google.
Yeah, and I just clicked on mine, and it's selling an app. It says click to install. Okay. Television Fanatic.
So you just made me money.
Cool. And I don't even have to buy it, right?
You don't have to buy it, no.
Be curious. But you can't go down and just start clicking ads yourself because they know that it's you.
They know, and they'll kick you off, yeah.
And then they'll be really upset, right?
Well, they'll stop putting their ads on your website.
Don't want to
do
that.
Honest. Yeah, so there's no incentive to poke a stick at a bear.
And you shouldn't have 50 of your friends click your ad either. Just do it the right way.
Yeah, just do it the normal way, and everybody will be fine. Now, I'll give you an example of, and I tell people this just because it's fun. This person that has a website, ForbiddenKnowledgeTV.com, She just wanted to put up conspiracy videos with Google pay-per-click ads. And she put up a, she was telling me that, and this is a really sort of really ugly looking website, but she was putting up a conspiracy video every day with ads and writing a little bit about it. And people would opt in to get her next conspiracy video. And she said between 6 months, she was starting to see some revenue. And then she said after a year, she was making around $5,000 to $7,000 a month.
Wow.
And she ended up having an email list of 33,000 people. And, you know, that's what she was doing. So, you know, grabbing a YouTube video that you find really interesting, you know, I love the TED Talk videos, putting it on your ad, I mean, putting it on your website with pay-per-click ads and sending it out to people that you know. The website platform has an email program where you can send out as many emails as you want. When people complete your form, that information goes down into your email system where you can send out an email a day to, you know, your subscribers. But you start off slowly. You start off with five, you know, one or two, and then five, and then it grows. It just, that $5 referral fee grew to like millions of dollars for me over the years. But
so
you start off
with... I can take my website, caregiverscaregiver.com, and start putting caregiver-related ads on there that would be of great interest to caregivers. They click the ad, I make money.
That's correct, yeah.
Wow, I got to look into that.
There's the other thing. You can actually send a lead, which means you can create a form saying, if you're interested in finding out more about this facility, put your name and email address and your request, and you can go to the facility and say, look, at how about if I send you leads for like $10 or $20 per lead? The income activator system tracks it and automatically creates the invoice for you.
Wow.
So if you have a relationship with, you know, I mean, you're going to have a relationship with lawyers and sure, because I remember doing that thing, you know, and say, look, I've got a website that deals with, you know, this area. Can I just send you leads to people that want to get in contact with you? And it's great, great passive income, and that can grow into something quite good.
Wow. Now, is that done automatically, or do they write you a check? How does it work?
Okay, let's just say you got a lawyer that you know, that you say can I send you leads, and you know it's $10 per lead. You can just bill him, or you can just say, can you give me, you know, $100 in advance that will go to your first 10 leads, just to secure your position.
So this is over and above the Google Ads. This is like
Yeah, the Google Ads. What the Google Ads does is it shows you that advertisers are really interested in getting website traffic to their websites, and they're ready to pay for them. When you see these advertisers on your website, you may want to say, why don't we cut out the middleman? And why don't I just, you know,
you become a Google ad person.
The Google, yeah. Yeah, and then you can say to the person, you know, I can give you something better than a link. I can probably give you the person's name and email address. And, you know, it's far better. It's a far better referral. And then you say, you can give me all the content you want to explain to my visitors what you offer. Maybe, you know, free consultation. And the more content they give you, the better the lead back is to them.
Very interesting. And this works, huh? You have people who are actually doing this, and you're doing it. It actually works?
Actually, Google does it. Priceline does it. Angie's List does it. YouTube does it, yeah. Mm-hmm. And me, my dog. who let the dog in.
Oh, your dog does it too?
Yeah, I mean, He asks for people's pet stories, and he posts them with Google pay-per-click ads, and he sends leads to vets and groomers and dog stores.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, it works for it's new to people because for some reason there's been no software developed for this market, and I kind of think it's a conspiracy myself because it would take away from you giving free content to social media sites.
Yeah.
If
well,
you actually
you know what
it.
I you know what I just thought of? There's a YouTube video. Is it of YouTube? Where it says cats or send your cat pictures. I think it's a website or something.
And
people just send in their catsinsync.com. That's what it is. Catsinsync, or it might be sinks.com.
Yeah.
And everybody just sends their pictures of their cat in a sink, and they've got thousands of cats, and this guy makes a ton of money off of YouTube because he's got like millions of followers. So that's a targeted audience of cat owners, and they've got he's got the emails, and so he makes like $300,000 a month, some crazy amount of money that you say, no, this can't be right. But it is. But apparently someone is willing to pay for those kind of leads to cat owners where you have their name, their email address. So I'm starting to get the picture here.
Yeah, because vets make a lot of money from a pet. and actually, when you put it on, and he's sharing his revenue with YouTube if it's on YouTube, but if you put it on your own website, you can actually get found.
Yeah.
So if you put it on your own website, search engines tend to present websites with videos and page and content on them ahead of just a page with a video or just a page with content. So if you combine the two, really powerful. And here's what I do. If I see a video that starts to trend, like you can see, oh, that's really cool. There's a video of a whale going under a kayak and lifting up the kayak. And I saw it at 5,000. The next day it was at 50,000. The next day it was 200,000 views. And I didn't, and I should have. You can
that's
grab
called going
that.
Viral, right?
Yeah. You can grab that video from YouTube, it's really easy. There's a share and embed link that you click on, and they give you a code, and then you copy it into your website with pay-per-click ads, and you write some content about it. You can actually grab that traffic.
Really?
And have it go to your site as opposed to YouTube, because your website, because it's got content, will be... YouTube presents websites ahead of just videos. So you
does the content have to be somewhat related to what the video is about?
That goes back to that. Yes, it does. You're better off to keep your website at a specific niche. I was just giving you that as an example. It would be a website for an animal, you know. And, you know, people in the caregiving area don't have to go all inspirational. they can just love cats or love dogs or love animals and step outside and, you know, do whatever their sort of passion is, what they ultimately want to do. And, you know, if their website starts generating the kind of revenue they want, they've got more options. You know?
Interesting.
So... It gives you, like my, you know, I've got all kinds of different websites that sort of feed into the different areas of my life. And I, you know, and I go and grab videos on that and put it on my website.
So how soon can a caregiver expect to see revenue coming in from their website?
Well, this website is pretty extensive that I'm giving away. If they go in and just start putting their own unique content, I can't see why they wouldn't start getting some clicks, like, right away.
Awesome.
But they've got to do it. It doesn't just happen. Nothing, you know, it's not like a baseball diamond. If you build it, they
mm-hmm.
will come. Or baseball. You actually have to consider it like a journal. And if you do that, then it just starts. It just starts. You know, you've got to get traffic, and the only way you can get traffic is by creating good content. So where it says life quotes, I would just put probably some different life quotes on that would pertain to, you know, you. You know, copy and paste them from different areas, the ones that you like, just to change it up, to reflect your own personality.
Wow, very interesting. Now, what about the person who has never turned a computer on in their life and it scares the heck out of them? Is there any hope for this person?
I consider them unencumbered by any bad stuff then. And if they do, they'll learn it the right way instead of mm-hmm. learning it the wrong way, because a lot of us have learned it the wrong way. And at least they'll have half a chance, because what I've put in there, I'm not making any extra money on anything that you do. So there's a big incentive for me to give you the right direction of what to do. And when you register for an Income Activator website, it says immediately go into the marketing section and listen to these videos. And, you know, everybody has friends, you know? So you may end up calling in a friend and saying, you know, look at this. But by the time you've called them in, you're probably already doing stuff.
Yeah. Except burned out caregivers, they don't have any more friends. They're living in isolation. They have former friends, but they need to rekindle relationships. So that was a joke,
and,
by the way.
But you know, they can even get stories from the families. You know, inspirational stories. It just goes on and on. It's your stepping stone to doing this. And if you do an inspirational story about the family, send them the link. Now it's starting to get out to people.
Mm-hmm.
So you use it as you're just really proud of your website. You don't add anything that you're not proud of. When I send out an email to the people that have subscribed to my email list, I send it out to my friends first, because
mm-hmm.
if they unsubscribe, and they would, it's a piece of junk. So you always create pages that you're really proud of. It's almost like an artwork.
Yeah.
It, you know, and it's always out there. And the more pages you have, the more traffic you get, the more money you make. That's the formula. And you can, and 90% of the websites are not updated on a regular basis because the owners don't know how to do this. This allows you to go in and update a website whenever you want. Like every evening, you may just go in, find an inspirational video, add it to it. You know, you may have even 10 people on your email list, but you send it out to your 10 people, and you may end up with 13 the next day, and then you send it out, you know, do the same thing. It's just a, what is it, wash, rinse, and repeat? And you get that very same process, and it's once you understand it, it's not that complicated. I actually have one of my videos, and it's a 10-minute video. And it says, why aren't we all internet millionaires? And it shows the difference in 10 minutes in a fairly entertaining way. When you register for the Income Activator website platform, it'll direct you immediately to that video.
Cool.
And it just tells you. Or you can actually watch it if you go to incomeactivator.com, and on the far top right-hand bar it says seminars. As soon as you click on seminars, it'll say, why aren't we all internet millionaires? And the reason is because so many of us have had our hands tied mm-hmm. with people saying, oh, all you need to do is sell online, which is really, really hard to do. Only 1% of your traffic buys. And they don't allow you to touch your website or grow your website, or if you want to collect email addresses and send out emails, it's so confusing. You got to grab all kinds of add-ons. It's a nightmare. This isn't. It walks you through it and doesn't make it a nightmare. And it makes me happy when I can see, like, I've got so many people now sending out emails to me from the website, just, you know, saying, oh, you know, take a look at this. I just had one on biomagnetics. And I thought, oh, that's really cool. And I'm sure he sent it out to about 500 of his people. You know, you know, referring them back to the page with Google Ads, and he's taking his own leads for his own service.
Lee, this has been an amazing hour. I can't believe this hour has gone so fast, but we are out of time, and so I want to take the last minute or so that we have to give your contact information for those who want to take advantage of this free website offer, and for those who want to start their own. So how does someone get a hold of you?
I'll give you my direct line. It's 949-877-0173.
And one more time, in case you cut out.
Okay,
949-877-0173.
Or you can go to incomeactivator.com, and there's a contact us form,
mm-hmm.
and just send me an email saying I want this website.
Awesome. Thank you again for allowing me to interview you, and thank you to my listening audience for tuning in today and every Wednesday live at noon. And don't forget that all our shows are pre-recorded podcasts, so you can listen on the same link any time of the day or night, 24/7. And they're also on our website, caregiverscaregiver.com, under the Uplifting Interviews tab. And we're also on iTunes, and you can get there from my website's radio show tab. And just a reminder, when you're on my site, please don't forget to take our short quiz, Are You a Candidate for Burnout?, to assess where you are in the burnout process. And to get your free copy of my first book, One Arm, One Leg, 100 Words, Overcoming Unbelievable Hardships, our story of my wife's stroke that left her severely speech impaired and paralyzed for 20 years now. Yet she makes us normal people seem like whiners and complainers. She's a great person, and it's a great uplifting story and book. $10 value, absolutely free. So until next week, may God richly bless you. Bye-bye.
Thank you for joining Dave, the Caregiver's Caregiver Radio Show. Make sure you tune in every Wednesday at noon Pacific Time and anytime afterwards on podcast to catch more of Dave and his tips to caregivers on avoiding burnout and surviving the grief process right here on the Worldwide Block Talk Radio Network. Goodbye.